Welcome to The Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll & Mooring. We are your hosts, Peter Ayer and David Robbins, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. Continuing a trend from last month, many federal agencies continue to issue Federal Register notices seeking requests for public input concerning certain regulatory burdens and whether they might be eliminated. For those wishing to participate in regulatory reform, these comment periods continue to be a low-effort way to make sure your voices are heard as part of this process.
Thanks, Peter. On June 21st, the Department of Veterans Affairs Office of Inspector General released its annual audit report on the agency's compliance with the Federal Information Security Modernization Act of 2016, or FISMA. The report noted the VA's ongoing efforts to address information security challenges, but nonetheless concluded that the agency is not in compliance with FISMA requirements. And specifically, and perhaps notably, the report identified more than 7,000 outstanding security risks that the VA has failed to remediate, detailing weaknesses in access controls, continuous monitoring controls, and service continuity practices designed to safeguard mission-critical systems from unauthorized access and malicious activity. The report lists 33 recommendations, which include the implementation of comprehensive measures to mitigate security vulnerabilities affecting the VA's mission-critical systems. In other news, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence released an updated Security Executive Agency Directive Number 3, which sets forth additional reporting requirements for executive branch employees and contractors with access to any classified information or who holds sensitive positions. Covered individuals must now report beforehand all non-work-related foreign travel to their local security office, and any unexpected crossings into Mexico or Canada must be reported within 5 days of returning to the U.S. Additionally, the directive requires that all individuals with access to classified information report any continuing association with foreign nationals with whom they share, quote, affection, personal obligation, or intimate contact, unquote, as well as any contact with foreign nationals that result in the sharing of personal information. Security managers of contractors, beware. This will be a challenge to train on, implement, and comply with.
Thanks, David. Some interesting news out of the Court of Federal Claims. So on June 19th, the newly designated Chief Judge of the Court of Federal Claims, Susan Braden, issued a statement regarding an administrative development and reform at the court. In light of budget constraints inhibiting the creation of new Article III positions and the overburdened dockets of many courts around the country, Chief Judge Braden announced her intent to restore COFSI to Article III status. The Judicial Conference is currently reviewing a draft bill, which will take several months. Among other changes, Judge Braden noted that all of the court's judges are now assigned to receive bid protests, and a new monthly case management system has been implemented. On June 13th, GAO released a report detailing 5 key challenges affecting DOD's ability to accomplish its mission. These are the 5. Number 1, rebalance forces and rebuild readiness. Number 2, mitigate threats to cyberspace and expand cyber capabilities. Number 3, control the escalating costs of programs, such as certain weapons systems and military healthcare, and better manage finances. Number 4, strategically manage human capital. And number 5, achieve greater efficiencies in defense business operations. And with that, we'll close it out for the week. This has been The Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring. See you again in 2 weeks. If you have any questions about these items, Peter can be reached at 202-624-2807, and David can be reached at 202-624-2627. Thanks so much.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll & Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.